fruits of consistent efforts. Malvi Lutfula was born on November 4, 1802 in the ancient city of Dernagar, in Malwa, Madhya Pradesh. His autobiography, Autobiography of Lutfula, Mohammedan Gentleman, and His Transactions with His Fellow Creatures, written in English, was published in London by Smith, Elder & Company. Third edition came out in 1858, though he had never set foot in an English school. He lived the life of an ordinary tutor, teaching Hindi, Persian and Marathi to British employees of the East India Company. He had over 100 students, and contact with them over a period of time kindled an interest in him to learn their language. He soon embarked on a course of intensive self-instruction and, in a matter of 8 years, gained a mastery of the English language. He writes, "I learned the English alphabet and enabled myself to make out the words from dictionaries and read Hindustani and Persian fluently in the Roman character. From this time until the end of 1829 I never went to bed without learning 10 words of English by heart and reading a few pages of the eminent Dr. Gilchrist's grammatical works with full attention by myself. Thus, after the hard labor of full 8 years, I learned English, the most difficult language in the world." p. 166. 10 words a night may seem very few, but spread over a period of 8 years, they were sufficient to turn Lutfula into a writer of the English language, who could elicit praise from native writers and critics of the English language. 10 words a night may seem very few, but spread over a period of 8 years, they were sufficient to turn him into a writer of the English language, who could elicit praise from native writers and critics of the English language. Edward B. Eastwick, writing the preface of the books, concludes, "The reader will no doubt accord to Lutfula some praise for composing so long a work in the, to him, foreign English language, with so much general accuracy." How did Malvi Lutfula develop the talent to write such a book? The answer lies simply in his sheer determination and unstinting hard work.